local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number three with you on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your drive home. We certainly appreciate it. And the text line is always open at 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626-111. Busy here Wednesday, starting with our top three stories. The U.S. hitting pause on a large shipment of weapons for Israel over concerns about a large-scale offensive in southern Gaza.
We paused one shipment of high payload munitions. We've also been very clear about the steps that we'd like to see Israel take to account for and take care of those civilians before major combat takes place.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin there. The move is to head off a full Israeli invasion of Rafah and to prevent civilian casualties as ceasefire negotiations are continuing. Marjorie Taylor Greene's plan to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson has failed. The Georgia Republican tried to force a vote to remove Johnson, but a bipartisan vote killed the motion from seeing the light of day.
The form of the resolution is as follows: declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
Well, Green upset over a series of spending bills passed to bolster Ukraine that didn't include any new measures on securing the border. Green's fellow Republicans were critical of her efforts, with one congressman calling it a dumpster fire. And Republicans are also pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections.
Because there is currently an unprecedented and a clear and present danger to the integrity of our election system. And that is the threat of non-citizens and illegal aliens voting in our elections.
That is the aforementioned House Speaker warning of the threat of non-U.S. citizens casting ballots and throwing support behind the SAVE Act. It would require proof of American citizenship to register to vote. That's a look at our top three stories. We'll get an update on the roads and weather, starting with meteorologist Alan Strum.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty eventful evening with the spots of congestion we've had, a couple of accidents here and there, but that has been whittled down to just two spots. If you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards 10 Mile Road, we have some minor backups there, and still got some issues caused by a traffic incident earlier on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is near where Avalon meets the parkway there, near the Tiger Point area. Still got backups reaching to about Oriole Beach, but outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Tomato, whatever you call them. Either way, they're delicious and in season now. Just look for Fresh from Florida tomatoes at your local grocery store. That's Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite, Joe.
All right, thank you. 6:15 here at News Radio. Our top local headlines today, Ascension Sacred Heart confirming that the hospital has been affected by a data breach. In a statement, Ascension says that some systems were interrupted as unusual activity on select technology network systems was detected. The statement goes on to say that appropriate authorities were notified and that they're working to fully investigate what information, if any, may have been affected by the situation. In Okaloosa County, the family of the Air Force senior airman fatally shot by an Okaloosa County deputy, retaining prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
Multiple gunshot wounds to the chest. Blackmail,
multiple gunshot wounds to the chest.
Gunshot wounds in the chest, one exit wound. Okay, six gunshot wounds.
And last Friday, 23-year-old Roger Fortson was killed at his apartment on Racetrack Road. The sheriff's office says the deputy was acting in self-defense after identifying himself as law enforcement. Fortson was reportedly armed with a gun. According to witnesses, though, Fortson responded to deputies' knocks but didn't see anybody on the other side. Crum says Fortson was shot while he was walking back to his living room after deputies broke in. He also says that witnesses believe that the deputies responding to a domestic disturbance had gone to the wrong apartment. Crump is calling for the immediate release of body camera footage. Pensacola Police Department says off-duty officers will be used to crack down on disturbances downtown, specifically racing, reckless driving, and loud car noises.
People modify their exhaust to make them louder in order to get attention. People put sound systems in their cars to make their stereo systems louder in order to get attention. And very soon, it's going to work. It's going to get the attention of the police, which is very expensive.
A PPD spokesman Mike Wood says the DIB is hiring the officers and there won't be any grace period for motorists. Wood says there will be no warnings, only citations, because for the most part, people already know it's illegal. The suspect wanted in the shooting at I and Intendencia Streets earlier this week has turned herself in. 35-year-old Zirconium Deese is now in custody at the Escambia County Jail. She's held on no bond and charged with attempted murder and grand theft in relation to the shooting on Monday morning. Police say the victim was shot in the head, but her injuries are not life-threatening. And you may have noticed a lot of sailboats out on Pensacola Bay today. It was a combination of sailors competing in the Regatta del Sol. That's a 555-mile race across the Gulf from Pensacola to the Yucatan coast to Cancun, Mexico, and a spectator fleet also seeing them off. They crossed the start line at around 11 a.m. today. Very cool there. 6:18, we'll take a break there. Back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want? Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. End Sunday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is the time. News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. As we press on this Wednesday, thanks so much for tuning in, getting our check of state headlines here before another look at the roads and weather. Donald Trump's classified documents case in Florida indefinitely postponed today. The trial was to start in late May, but will now be probably delayed until after the election. Meanwhile, the hush money trial in New York is in recess until tomorrow.
And a Central Florida woman is being charged with killing her 4-year-old adopted son.
What we've learned during this investigation just turns our stomach.
Polk Sheriff Grady Judd says 36-year-old Patricia Saint-Azaire brought the child from Haiti just last year. Judd says the medical examiner discovered evidence of abuse after the little boy died at an Orlando hospital. He says detectives will file every charge possible in the case.
The state is going after a new federal health care rule. They filed a lawsuit earlier this week saying the regulation gets in the way of its efforts to restrict transgender treatments. The rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services is meant to prevent healthcare programs from discriminating based on gender identity and sexual orientation. States or insurance companies who don't follow the order could be at risk of losing federal funding. It's scheduled to go into effect on July 5th.
And a deal is ready regarding a massive renovations project for the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. City Council President Ron Salem gave an update earlier today saying the Jags and Mayor Donna Deegan have reached an agreement regarding changes to Everbank Stadium. When negotiations started in August, the franchise asked the city to invest more than $1 billion for upgrades and to build a new entertainment district. Just about 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Just a couple spots of note as of this hour. We did have some minor issues still on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, but those have seemingly cleared out. So the only main spot left is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Typically have backups there. They were worsened by an accident report earlier this evening. But while the congestion is still very much present, it does appear to be breaking up some. So good for that.
All right. Very good. Looking at our forecast.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Looking at our national news, more charges filed against the man accused of trying to shoot a pastor in Pennsylvania. A video captured the moment when authorities say 26-year-old Bernard Polite stepped up in front of Pastor Glenn Germany and tried to shoot him. Polite was then tackled by a church deacon, later arrested. Sunday night, authorities found Polite's cousin, Derek, shot to death at the suspect's home. Bernard is now charged with homicide in connection with that killing.
And Senate Democrats want to revive a bipartisan border bill that they say was tanked by Donald Trump. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy told reporters today he'll spend the next few weeks seeing if Republicans are interested in revisiting border negotiations.
Congress turning attention to anti-Semitism in K-12 schools. Officials from California, New York, and Maryland were facing questions from lawmakers today in a hearing over reports of anti-Semitism in their school districts.
It's hard to grasp how anti-Semitism has become such a dominant force in our K-12 schools. Some kids as young as second grade are spewing Nazi propaganda.
As Florida Republican Aaron Bean, who claimed incidents have surged in K-12 schools following Hamas's attack on Israel.
And the National Weather Service is confirming 4 tornadoes touched down in Michigan Tuesday, leaving at least one person injured. A FedEx facility collapsed in Portage. That's about 50 miles south of Grand Rapids. A state of emergency was declared in several counties following the storms. And this comes as the Storm Prediction Center says areas of Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, and Tennessee are also under a level 4 or 5 risk for thunderstorms.
In Russia, authorities say they've arrested another American days after the arrest of a U.S. soldier charged with theft. William Nykum is being held for at least 10 days, charged with petty hooliganism for allegedly being drunk and naked in public. This after the arrest of Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, a U.S. soldier stationed in South Korea. He was arrested for theft after reportedly traveling to Russia to meet a romantic acquaintance. Black's mother told ABC News she warned him against traveling to Russia, fearing the woman was setting him up.
And the man suspected in the killing of a Georgia nursing student has been indicted. Jose Antonio Ibarra faces 10 charges in connection to Lakin Riley's death. He entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago from Venezuela. Riley's body was found in a forested area after she went missing in late February. Investigators have said that the killing was a crime of opportunity.
Georgia's appeals court will consider former President Trump's appeal of a decision to not remove the district attorney from his election interference case. In March, a judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fani Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was removed. Trump had tried to have Willis disqualified over her romantic relationship with Wade.
And lastly here, Wall Street is closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 171 points to 39,055. The S&P 500 fell by less than a point to 5,187. And the NASDAQ fell by 29 points to 16,302.
And a recap of our top three stories today. Marjorie Taylor Greene's plan to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson has come and failed. She tried to force a vote to remove Johnson, but a bipartisan vote killed the motion from being brought to the floor. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirming that the U.S. has paused a large shipment of weapons for Israel over concerns about the large-scale offensive in Rafah. Austin says that it's to prevent civilian casualties as ceasefire negotiations continue. And House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. He warned of the threat of non-U.S. citizens casting ballots and threw his support behind the SAVE Act. It would require proof of American citizenship to register to vote. That's a recap of the day's top three stories there at 6:30. Fox News update is coming up, and we return with what's happening in the sports world today, health, business, and science, entertainment as well. Stick around to Pensacola right now.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden makes this declaration about Israel's plans for an all-out assault on Rafah on CNN.
They're going to Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons.
Biden has expressed concern over possible mass civilian casualties. This follows his decision to pause a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel last week. Biden also says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and would supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. Conservative Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene launches a motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson, accusing him of aiding the Democratic Party's agenda.
Actions are the only thing that matter, and words are meaningless without following through on them.
The House voted to table the motion 359-43, effectively killing it for now. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mixed news out of Airbnb after today's market close. The online short-term vacation rental platform reported quarterly earnings and revenue that exceeded expectations. Year-over-year revenue up 18%. Despite saying it's experiencing robust travel demand heading into the summer season, the company's forecast for the current quarter was below most analyst projections, and Airbnb shares are sliding 8% in after-hours trading. In regular Wednesday trading action, stocks finished mixed. The Dow Industrials up for a sixth straight session. That blue chip index adding 172 points. The S&P 500 was flat, while the NASDAQ Composite shed 30. General Motors made it official. It'll end production of the Chevrolet Malibu this fall. GM's been making that sedan at its Fairfax assembly plant in Kansas, but it will stop making the Malibu and instead produce a new version of the Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicle there, while also continuing to produce the Cadillac XT4 small SUV.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Joe Burrow is back on the practice field. The former number one overall pick participated in practice on Monday for the first time since his season-ending wrist surgery. Burrow's played for 4 years, and two of them were cut short due to injury. When healthy, Burrow's taken the Bengals to two AFC championship games and a Super Bowl. Let's just hope the injuries are behind Joe, because he has the best shot of being the guy to put a dent into the Chiefs dynasty. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days celebration, May 17th through 19th. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting new event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off with Gallery Night on May 17th, followed by the Night at the Museum Gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On May 18th, don't miss the 4K run, walk, and patriotic parade along Bayfront in downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Maritime Park with a kids' fun zone, military displays, vessel tours, and more. Cap off the weekend with the free Blues on the Bay concert on May 19th. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.com for details, lodging specials, and to get involved. Pensacola Navy Days, where patriotism and Pensacola unite.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Topps Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the marathon meeting Monday held in the Santa Rosa County Commission. Everything from discussions of whether to incorporate Navarre to an expression of great frustration by Commissioner Ray Eddington against a local journalist who was in the audience, who he even threatened to have removed if he could have, to his criticism for his fellow board members for all of their what he called fussing on the board. It was a very, very interesting meeting. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Anytime.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Anytime.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You wanna do things, good things, well, yeah, yeah. Talk about cash, money, money.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. During our last traffic update, there was only one spot that had any noteworthy backups or issues of any kind, and that was Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, where Avalon Boulevard meets the parkway there. Looks like just about all that congestion has died down, and everywhere else has been looking good for a while now, so if you're dealing with problems on the road, they should not hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight, quite warm with lows in the 70s. Dry tonight, but we've got a 20% chance that a shower may pop up Thursday. Sun and clouds Thursday and quite warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Now, there's a pretty good chance for some thunderstorms to move through overnight Thursday into Friday morning. So look for that. And then following a front, we'll have some cooler, drier air for a beautiful weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our sports headlines. Austin, what's happening?
Well, we got a lot going on, not just tonight, but right this very minute. We have the NHL playoffs getting underway on ESPN. It's a doubleheader. Bruins at Panthers starting any moment now, followed by Oilers at Canucks at 9. As for the NBA, that's going to have just one game tonight on TNT, starting in a little over 20 minutes. It's going to be the Pacers at Knicks, game two there. Knicks closely took game one, and a lot of their games have been close as of recently, so that's a series to watch for sure. And let's see, this regular season MVP, has it been officially announced yet? It was supposed to be at around 6:30.
Nikola Jokic.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I know you thought that he may be the MVP, and this is his third MVP.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Probably should have won it last year, too, but he won. It was Joel Embiid last year, and then Jokic won the prior two, so third and 4 years.
Three of the last four, and arguably should have won four straight. Wow, that's insane. Can't say it's not deserved. Let's see. Have just one game in the MLB on right now. It's on FS1. Well, televised, I mean. And it's Diamondbacks-Reds. At the end of the third, Diamondbacks are up 2-1, so we got to... Got a bit of a good one there between two pretty mediocre teams, to be honest. Just a few quick headlines here. Former LSU pitcher Paul Skeens will be making his MLB debut this weekend. The Pirates say he'll pitch this Saturday against the Cubs. The 21-year-old is widely considered the best pitching prospect in years, and he's dominated AAA so far with 45 strikeouts and just 3 earned runs allowed in 27 innings. The NFL 2024 schedule release is set for May 15th. That's a week from today. We already know who teams are going to face, obviously, but it's when you face them that is going to be announced, and that could be a game changer for some games, so keep a lookout for that. And then lastly here, Champions League semis. Real Madrid beat Bayern Munich 2-1 to advance to the Champions League final against Borussia Dortmund. From my understanding, Munich scored what? They scored the first goal with about 10 minutes to go.
Yes, we were up with, it was about 70 minutes in, so yeah. 20 minutes to go.
Oh, 20, my bad. And Real Madrid came back late.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, hey, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish.
That's right.
So congrats to them there.
All right, very good. 6:40 here at News Radio Pensacola. Health, business, and science notes today. FTX says it has enough to pay most of its creditors back in full after its collapse. The failed crypto exchange says that its plan would resolve disputes with private and governmental stakeholders without costly and protracted litigation. The Sam Bankman-Fried-led exchange collapsed in 2022, leaving him to later be found guilty of fraud and conspiracy and sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Now, many Gen Zers, that's my generation, hey, look at me, are starting out their professional lives with more credit card debt than previous generations, which can certainly have long-term financial implications. Aaron Rial with more.
Young people's rising debt is a result of surging food prices and shelter costs, coupled with a large percentage of Gen Z who graduated with student loans. The average credit card balance for 22 to 24-year-olds was $2,800 in the last quarter of 2023. This is according to data from credit reporting agency TransUnion. Statistically, high debt early in one's life can lead to delayed life milestones, including homeownership and marriage. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio.
Now, Joe, you've touched on this the past couple of hours. I mean, I think you and I are very much in agreement. The cost of food, obviously, while it can be a pain, especially when it increases, while it's a consistent expense, it's not like a major one that's driving you into debt.
No.
A lot of it is some of these bigger costs that are basically rooted in what you think is financial illiteracy.
It's illiteracy, absolutely, because, you know, common sense is just not that common at all. Do I think that rising food costs could have a part of it?
Yeah,
because people aren't budgeting, and then they're using credit cards to pay for stuff that may cost more that they just don't necessarily need. For example, like if people are spending like $40 for a $10 meal just to have it DoorDashed, well, that's $30 that you don't necessarily need to be paying out. But
true.
I think it's much more a lack of financial awareness, and that's at home. I think that the schools should absolutely, instead of Algebra 2 or Geometry or whatever else, teach basic financial literacy. Make that as part of the core curriculum, because it's badly needed. And we have the government that's trying to bail out as many people as possible with student loans. But last I checked, nobody held a gun to their head requiring them to take them out.
Yeah, a lot of Gen Zers advocate for, okay, let's give us some classes that we're actually going to use in our daily lives, and that's a big one. A new study shows that over 320,000 children lost a parent to a drug overdose between 2011 and 2021. Research published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry, found that overall nearly 650,000 adults aged between 18 and 64 died from overdoses in that period. Two in every three were men. Across all demographics, rates of parental loss went up consistently every year.
Let's see what else we got here. A new federal rule makes it possible for thousands of people in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA, to receive health care coverage. Starting November 1, as many as 100,000 DACA beneficiaries can enroll for coverage in the Affordable Care Act insurance marketplace. Beneficiaries are individuals 31 and younger who were brought to America before their 16th birthday by undocumented parents or guardians.
And one last quick health, business, and science note here before we get into traffic and weather. People grieving the loss of a loved one are increasingly turning to AI to assist in the grieving process. Snapchat, Replica, 11 Labs, Hereafter. That's just some of the names of companies that allow users to create avatars of deceased loved ones. Generative AI tools, which use algorithms to create new text, video, audio, and code, can try to answer questions the way someone who died might have. However, the accuracy depends on what information is put into the AI to start with.
And the way that you described it, technical taxidermy, which was brilliant.
Yeah, technological taxidermy. It's, as I said, kind of morbid, but I get it. You know, grief is a hell of a thing.
Different for everybody, yeah.
Absolutely. 6:45 here, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not a ton going on. We did have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that has seemingly cleared out. So if you're having problems on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for long.
The weather overnight, quite warm with lows in the 70s. Dry tonight, but we've got a 20% chance that a shower may pop up Thursday. Sun and clouds Thursday and quite warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Now, there's a pretty good chance for some thunderstorms to move through overnight Thursday into Friday morning. So look for that. And then following a front, we'll have some cooler, drier air for a beautiful weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Some pop culture notes today. A day after a security guard was shot outside Drake's home, Toronto police say a person tried breaking into the home. So not a great week in Drake's neighborhood.
No.
The individual was quickly apprehended and detained by police under mental health issues. The security guard who was shot remains hospitalized in critical condition, and the suspect remains at large.
And a new version of The Office is controversially in the works at Peacock. Variety reports that it'll be a new mockumentary show with a brand new cast rather than a reboot of the classic NBC comedy. The show will see the documentary crew that followed Dunder Mifflin Scranton Branch now follow Midwestern newspaper office and a publisher trying to bring it back to life with volunteer reports. You on board? Scale of 1 to 10.
No.
He loves it.
Absolutely not. Nope.
No, I'm right there with you. Yes, Disney's, if you didn't know, Joe was on Broadway for The Lion King.
That's
Live.
Right.
Yes.
The Disney's The Lion King 30th anniversary. Yeah, it's 30 years old. Hard to believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas as the young Simba in the movie. A live to film concert event is taking place May 24th and 25th at the Hollywood Bowl. The cast includes Lion King vets Jeremy Irons, Nathan Lane, and Billy Eichner. Jennifer Hudson, Kanye West's daughter, Northwest, also taking part. And it'll be available to stream on Disney Plus later this year. I think it was 2 years ago now, two summers. Yes, because it was, we had gone to New York, and then like a week later, we found out that we were expecting. So yeah, it was 2 summers ago. My wife and I went to New York. We saw two Broadway shows, one of which was Lion King. Highly, highly recommended. It was fabulous.
Oh, for sure. And Taylor Swift, something that's not fabulous, her famous feud with music mogul Scooter Braun Brown, however you say it, will be getting its very own docuseries. Discovery Plus announced Tuesday that its series Versus will take a deep dive into the infamous battle. Titled Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun Bad Blood, the two-hour-long episodes, I believe that's what they mean by this, will explore how Braun acquired the rights to the singer's first six albums in 2019 to Swift's Taylor's Version re-recording projects. It premieres in June on Discovery Plus in the UK and on Max worldwide.
Sylvester Stallone is obviously well known for the Rocky films. Matter of fact, they're on right now. He's got a serious collection of high-end watches, too, apparently. He's selling 11 of them, and he's expected to net quite a lot of money, around millions. The most impressive one is a Patek Philippe Grandmaster chime that's never been touched. He actually had to even go to the company and appeal for them to let him have the right to buy it. He says he paid $2.5 million and should get around $5 million for that one. So that's pretty cool. I've always had an affinity for a Rolex. I like to have a Rolex, whether it's used or not. It doesn't matter to me, but I think that would be cool to have, but probably will be a long time before I'm able to afford one, unless I win Powerball buying a ticket at a Publix, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, I looked up, when we were talking about it last hour, I looked up the Rolex website.
Yeah.
And I looked at, like, their classic collection, quote-unquote.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one was, like, just about $9,000.
I know. But, like, you can get used ones for,
for
less than that, but yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's no such thing as a cheap Rolex, at least not by my standards.
That's right. We'll take a break there, wrapping up with a recap of the day's top stories. Wacky stories and good news next.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with the Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the marathon meeting Monday held in the Santa Rosa County Commission. Everything from discussions of whether to incorporate Navarre to an expression of great frustration by Commissioner Ray Eddington against a local journalist who was in the audience, who he even threatened to have removed if he could have, to his criticism for his fellow board members for all of their what he called fussing on the board. It was a very, very interesting meeting. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Here, winding down on a Wednesday past the midway point. Hope you're having a good week so far. Weather's been fairly nice, a little bit warm for my liking, but we're going to have, looks like a little bit of a cold spell, at least overnight hours, and I wouldn't even say cold spell, more like a slightly less warm spell overnight. Yeah. Definitely heating up here as we conclude the first full week of May. Recapping the day's top three stories, the U.S. hitting pause on a large shipment of weapons for Israel over concerns about a large-scale military offensive in Rafah, that from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying they're efforting to prevent civilian casualties as ceasefire negotiations continue. Republicans pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. House Speaker Mike Johnson talking up the SAVE Act, which would require proof of American citizenship to register to vote. And I think we can officially, hopefully, put to bed the motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson. So, of course, we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. Yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia had met with the Speaker a couple of times, and earlier today had said, hey, I'll give him some time to prove that he's conservative and he'll do this right and this right and this right. And then, like a couple of hours ago, she goes ahead and introduces the motion, to which it gets immediately shot down in a vote. And then, yeah, that's it. So, and she was booed on the floor as well. So that was fun to see. All right, Austin, anything on the roads?
Just took a look at the map here. Has not been much going on this hour at all. During our past few updates, there hasn't been anything. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any trouble on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Very good.
That hesitation was iconic. Yes, I know.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Winding things down with some wacky stories and some good news. Let's see here. If you want to go to jail in a hurry, one Florida man's got the magic recipe. A 33-year-old guy in Miami got arrested last week after etching his full name into the hood of a police car. He keyed the hood on the driver's side while nobody was inside. I suppose it would have been even quicker trip to jail had there been somebody inside. It would have been a much more brazen. It says, quote, "The name is Enderlin Leonce." A cop punched the name into their system and saw he lived nearby, so they went to his house. He freely admitted he did it, saying that, "Hey, I want to go to jail or get sent back to Haiti." He's from there, apparently, and they took him to jail. So going with option one there, he's facing charges for criminal mischief. I would imagine he's probably not going to stay there too long, but I guess whatever floats your boat.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, it's like it's destructive and obviously it's aggressive and very brash to say, "Yeah, I did it. You know, what are you going to do about it?" But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that's. I mean, it's not like he murdered anybody. Let's chill out here. If you're buying this, you officially have too much money or you're just really bad at budgeting. The fruit company Del Monte is selling Ruby Glow pineapples for $400 each. And I know what you're thinking. There better be some real rubies in there. No, there's not. There's only 5,000 available at this year, so it's more of a scarcity thing anyway. But even the company says the taste of these things is similar to normal pineapples. The only difference is that they're slightly red on the outside, a.k.a. not worth $400. So I'm not interested. Joe, are you?
Oh, no. I mean, listen, I love pineapples, but for $400?
On pizza especially, yep.
No, God, no. No. I am strictly, like, I'm a boring person when it comes to pizza toppings. Give me just classic cheese or sausage or pepperoni. That's pretty much it.
A pineapple and pizza purist, but Ruby Glow pineapple is a no for you.
Not for $400, no.
Good answer.
No, thank you. Two high schoolers near Detroit being honored after saving a teacher's life back in March. Gym teacher Alfred Catola had a heart attack during a student-teacher basketball game. Two juniors named Israel Dubose and Corey Coleman did CPR and brought him back. They did chest compressions and knew how to use an AED machine because they learned it in school. Both are planning to pursue careers in medicine, and Alfred says he wants to launch a GoFundMe to help cover their tuition. So hope he's able to do just that.
Yes, and I said in the first hour, obviously they're pursuing careers in medicine, so it kind of makes sense for them to learn all the more about that and actually pay attention.
Yeah, that's right.
But I didn't know anything about
it. You know, I don't remember. Stuff. I mean, I remember going, you know, well, never mind. I don't remember learning in high school about AEDs or...
No, me neither. They may have had, like, CPR posters in the cafeteria. I think they had that. That's about as far as it got.
It was probably, like, a compliance thing for the schools,
oh,
but
yeah.
I definitely don't remember anybody sitting me down and saying, "Hey, this is how you do CPR."
Oh, but no chance.
Yeah.
A woman in Baltimore known as Storybook Maze is making a difference on the city streets. Areba Maze is a street,
that's right.
Yeah, is a street librarian as she's curated a large collection of children's books and goes to different neighborhoods encouraging youth reading. She's already opened up pop-up bookstores and has a free book vending machine, but now she's looking to raise $100,000 for a book trolley, a colorful children's train that will toot its way through the streets, providing as many books as it can fit in carriage cars.
Very cool.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that'll do it for us on a Wednesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio Pensacola. We'll talk to you then.